So let's find out why salt was judged and shamed at the grocery store. What were you buying that this woman was so just so confused by what it was that you were getting?
I'm just over it, okay? It's 2019.
Do whatever
I want. A man can do what he wants, and I was just trying to be a good husband. My wife has been working a lot of hours, and I wanted to make a nice dinner. So I went into the grocery store. I'm not going to name the grocery store, but it's a nice little grocery store. They got good stuff there. And I'm wandering in there, and I walk up, and it's a madhouse. Me and the blue hairs are all in there. Me and the old ladies, we all shop at the same time because of, you know, the hours I work.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah,
no, it was like noon.
It does change things remarkably when you work these hours.
And so you would think that when you walk into the grocery store and it's you and a bunch of septuagenarians that you would be fine. You know, everybody would be cordial.
Yeah.
No. Oh, the side eye they give you. I walk in there.
Do they think you're a young whippersnapper and you're going too fast in your cart?
Yeah, you're a hipster.
I didn't even have a cart. I walked in there and, you know, I'm not elbowing people out of the way or anything. I had three items I had to get. I walk up to the first one and it's these meatless crumbles. My wife and I, we try to eat some vegetarian meals, you know, mix them in. We're not 100% vegetarian or anything like that.
You just like them crumbles. You cook them all the time.
I love the crumbles. They're fantastic.
Meatless crumbles?
Yeah, it's a pea protein crumble.
You'd literally never know the difference if you.
Yeah, you wouldn't know
sauce.
The difference.
What would you put it on?
You put it in tacos, anything that you put ground beef in. Mm-hmm. So I was making stuffed acorn squash.
Oh,
with,
that sounds delicious and so very wintery.
Yeah, with sweet potato gnocchi and then a side of Spanish rice.
Why can't you bring some for the rest of us?
He used to be on Chopped. He was telling me this morning, and I was like, I don't even know what any of that is.
So I just want to just go in there, and this woman is standing there, and she's been there for a hot minute. You know, when somebody, like, they're clearly trying to decide between three things but don't realize, like, eight people are behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, excuse me, I just need to grab these off the top shelf there. And she goes, oh, okay. And she turns around. I grab the meatless crumbles. I grab two packages of them, and she looks at me. She goes, "Vegetarian?"
In your defense, you do dress like a hunter.
I was wearing jeans and my Mix 104.1 Boston Children's Hospital zip up.
Yeah, but you, like today, you've got like
a Kowloon hoodie on,
and your
were
main
you wearing
hat.
A hat
I wasn't wearing a hat yesterday, and my hair was looking pretty good yesterday.
Were you dragging a slab of beef behind you?
I was looking actually pretty normal yesterday. I looked like a guy probably on his lunch break trying to grab some
meatless
crumbles for later in the day. I don't need the judgment, lady.
Did you say anything back to her?
I looked at her and I go, yeah, yeah. And
she,
and then it didn't stop there, Ethel. She then looks at me. She goes, huh. And then looks me up and down. If she could have done a wide shot, like taking a step back and like being like, let me take this all in.
Right.
And see if you're vegetarian.
Like, I'm not believing what I'm
saying.
Like,
seeing. She's like, is 2019 a new thing? You know, is this new? Is this because of the new year? Is this a resolution kind of thing?
Do you feel she was like, men aren't vegetarians?
I think she was. I think she was just shocked that there was a man in the grocery store to begin with.
Doing the shopping.
At noon.
Yeah.
Buying meatless crumbles.
I was just blowing
who
up
are you?
All stereotypes.
He's at the grocery store at noon buying meatless crumbles, Kennedy.
And he's going
to
cook.
Hold the phone.
All the time.
What?
I understand what you're saying, though. I feel you.
I was like, come on, man. Kinder, gentler world.
Aww.
That's what we need.
Did you look in her cart and judge her?
No. I don't care what she's getting.
What's up with the chicken?
Take your ensure and go about your business, lady.
Tomatoes in January? Really?
Come on. Oh, that's a high fiber diet you got there.
Wow, some of these are expensive. $4 for a bag of meatless crumbles.
No, they're like $2.99.
Oh, this is different store.
Yeah, different store. Oh, they're awesome. They're fantastic. Seriously,
the things that you think are expensive kill me, Carl.
Try Taco Tuesday.
Yeah,
with meatless crumbles.
Yeah,
you'd never taste the difference.
I'm good.
No, they're awesome.
Never know.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, though.
Okay.
It's like when she first snuck in the ground turkey one time, and you never knew it.
No, I knew it. Uh-huh. You can tell.
Carson's a man's man. He can tell.
I'm not saying that. I just like.
I want to do a taste test.
You wouldn't catch him at the grocery store at noon.
Oh, no,
never. No.
Oh, please. Are you kidding? Where do you think I get my son sushi for dinner?
I can't.
Did you just listen to that sentence?
Yeah, I know.
And spinach salad with goat cheese.
See, goat cheese.
That's
that kid's palate is
honestly
remarkable.
When Carson walks into the grocery store, that woman goes, oh, vegetarian. Yeah, I get it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.